All right. Well, I think Kim's going to start off the, well, I guess too late. I already started the program. So what do you got to say, Kim?
Well, I actually have Singing with the Lutherans coming up.
Singing with the Lutherans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Contrary to popular belief, neither of us will be singing.
No. Probably a good thing.
Well, we thought we'd be kind to all of you because you all deserve it. And talk about deserving. You know what you really deserve is to dig into Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. It's all at Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. Plus, they have a lot of the hot last-minute things up on there as well.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Check it out at visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do or more, like the scenic Niobrara River International Quiet Trail. So check that out. Find out what that's all about. Start by going to visitvalentine.org. Well, Kim's going to talk about the Lutherans, and I'm going to talk about blondes. So we could be in all kinds of trouble today.
Well, let's just check it out. This is by Garrison Keeler. Singing with the Lutherans. I have made fun of Lutherans for years. Who wouldn't if you lived in Minnesota? But I have also sung with Lutherans, and that is one of the main joys of life, along with hot baths and fresh sweet corn. We make fun of Lutherans for their blandness, their excessive calm, their fear of giving offense, their lack of speed, and also for their secret fondness of macaroni and cheese. But nobody sings like them. If you ask an audience in New York City, a relatively Lutheran-less place, to sing along on the chorus of Michael Row the Boat Ashore, they will look daggers at you as if you had asked them to strip to their underwear. But if you do this among Lutherans, they'll smile and row that boat ashore and up on the beach and down the road. Lutherans are bred from childhood to sing in four-part harmony. It's a talent that comes from sitting on the lap of someone singing alto or tenor or bass and hearing the harmonic intervals by putting your little head against that person's ribcage. It's natural for Lutherans to sing in harmony. We're too modest to be soloists, too worldly to sing in unison. When you're singing in the key of C and you slide into the A seventh or the D seventh chords, all 200 of you, it's an emotionally fulfilling moment. I once sang the bass line of Children of the Heavenly with about 3,000 Lutherans in it, and when we finished, we all had tears in our eyes, partly from the promise that God will not forsake us, partly from the proximity of all those lovely voices. By our joining in harmony, we somehow promise that we will not forsake each other. I do believe this. These Lutherans who love to sing in four-part harmony are the sort of people you could call up when you're deep in distress. If you're dying, they'll comfort you. If you're lonely, they'll talk to you. And if you're hungry, they'll give you tuna salad. If you laughed while listening to this, you might be a Lutheran.
And who is that from?
It's Garrison Keeler.
Oh, yeah, the famous one there. This is the diary of a blonde. January, took new scarf back to store because it was too tight. In February, fired from pharmacy job for failing to print labels. Hello, bottles won't fit in the typewriter. March, got really excited, finished jigsaw puzzle in 6 months. The box said 2 to 4 years.
Wow. Progress.
April, trapped on escalator for hours. Power went out. May, tried to make Kool-Aid. Wrong instructions. 8 cups of water won't fit into those tiny packets. June, tried to water ski. Couldn't find a lake with a slope.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're going to skip ahead to August. Got locked out of my car in a rainstorm. Car swamped because soft top was open. September, the capital of California is C, isn't it?
That's right.
October, hate Smarties. They're so hard to peel. November, bake turkey for 4.5 days. Instructions said 1 hour per pound, and I weigh 108 pounds.
There you go.
And December, couldn't call 911. Duh, there's no 11 button, so the stupid phone wouldn't work. What a year.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds pretty rough. Hey, life isn't tied with a bow, but it is definitely a gift.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.